Good evening, everybody. It is just about 6:30 or so, and August 28th, 2019. And this is the conclusory video regarding my test between the Dragonfly Cobalt from AudioQuest and the Chord Mojo. Now, before I reach my conclusion, I want to do one final and very quick test. So far, we have used the Allo Audio S4R headphones to do the testing. And the Allo Audio is a 32-ohm impedance headphone. So you might say, you know, the Chord Mojo has significantly more power, and not everybody is going to use merely 32-ohm headphones. Some people are going to use higher impedance headphones, 150, 250, 300, and some people may in fact want to use 600 ohm headphones like the DT880, 700, or 770, excuse me, from Beyer Dynamic. And that may be true. So I don't have a 600 ohm headphone in my possession, but I do have the HD800S, which is a 300 ohm headphone. And what I want to do very quickly is I want to listen to the Cobalt on the 800S and crank up the volume as loud as I can handle it and as loud as the Cobalt will allow it to go. And then I'll tell you whether or not, in my estimation, just a, you know, personal opinion, whether the Cobalt can drive the 300 ohm 800S headphone to sufficient, quote, sufficient volume. So let's just go to my test playlist, and the song we're going to use is going to be, let's do Flight from the City from Johan Johansson. Let's play that. I already have the Cobalt plugged in. And currently the volume is at 26%, and it is good, fair volume. And I would explain this volume to be a very relaxed volume where it doesn't bother me. It's not earth-shattering, and I can still hear things around me. Let's increase to 50%. And I'm going to jump to the middle of the song where it crescendos. Now increase to 75%. I would say that the piano strikes are very loud at this point. And let's go to 100%. And this is exceptionally loud for the song on these headphones, the Cobalt, maxed out at 100%. But let us assume that you're not going to listen to that. Let us assume you're going to listen to a different type of song, something a little bit more modern. Let's talk about Pure Water by Mustard, because it's a hip-hop song. It was a hip-hip. It's not hip-hip. It's a hip-hop song. Let's play that. Currently, it's at 17%, and now let's increase to 25%. It's not particularly loud at 25%. I would say that this is kind of like the volume I would have it on in a separate room and walking around, and I could hear it in another room, just not shaking the walls, disturbing my neighbors, for example. Let's increase to 50%. 50% is what I would say is close to normal listening volume working around the house on a pair of headphones. Now let's increase to 75%. Is probably the volume I would typically listen to this song, which is quite loud, and it would disturb somebody sitting right next to me, especially since these are open back headphones. Let's increase to 100%. And 100% is probably the loudest ever listen to this song on these headphones at this volume, where it is very loud. I can barely hear my own voice, and somebody sitting right next to me would absolutely object to Mustard being played into their ear canal. Okay, So what is the purpose of me saying this? The purpose is to try to demonstrate that the Cobalt can in fact drive headphones that are higher than 32 ohms, up to 300 ohm pair of headphones. Now, if you're going to talk about 600 ohm headphones, I suspect that the Cobalt is going to have some struggling. And headphones that are notorious in being driven, like the T50RP, it's also likely going to struggle on the Cobalt. But that aside, what would I say if somebody asked me, hey, between these two, which one would you recommend? This is not a difficult decision for me. My recommendation would be, based upon my testing, and if you disagree, that's okay, but based upon my testing, it would be the Cobalt, hands down. Oh my goodness, shocker. Those individuals who are Cord Mojo fans, rest assured your Cord Mojo is still going to be sold on hi-fi websites all across the world. For those individuals who have never heard the Cord Mojo and would defend the Cord Mojo, I would invite you to actually audition the two devices, A and B, and then make a decision at that point after having an opportunity to test them yourselves. My position is justified by a number of things. Let's talk about the sound first. The sound on the Cobalt is significantly, noticeably cleaner, clearer, and better resolved than on the Mojo. The Mojo is simply a much more closed off and a much more muffled sounding amp DAC. The difference between the two is often night and day, where I listen to the song using the S4R, the Allo Audio headphone, on the Cobalt, and I said it sounds clean and clear and I can hear each individual instrument. And then I switched to the Mojo playing the same song, and the Mojo muffled the sound signature. It blended the music, the tonality of several instruments. And in fact, on some occasions, the Mojo actually lost the tonality of a particular instrument. It became harder to find that particular instrument in the mix. Furthermore, with songs that have a tremendous amount of layered detail, like New Light by Kazuki, in that song, the Mojo simply struggles to provide the detail. And one of the things that stood out to me in New Light is the crunching of the grass underneath the person's foot as he is walking in this open field. The Cobalt represents that crunching with significantly more crispness, whereas the Mojo just has it muffled. Furthermore, the Cobalt has presented in that song the playing sounds of the children in the background much cleaner and clearer, distinctly, whereas the Mojo often, what it does is that it muffles it once again. When talking about piano strikes, such as in the song Flight from the City by Johan Johansson, the Mojo presents the piano as if there was a bed sheet, bed cover, or a comforter draped over the piano, and you are sitting several rows back from the piano. Whereas the Cobalt presents it, yes, slightly muffled, but not as thickly muffled by any measure when compared to the Mojo. I would say that the Cobalt indeed has a far more resolved, far more clear, and far more articulate sound. Now, this may sound and appear to you as very amorphous terms, and I would agree. To an extent, these are amorphous terms. You have to audition, you have to listen to yourself, in order to really come to understand. But I would still argue, and I would encourage people to not buy into the Cord Mojo hype. But that's just part of the analysis why I say the Cobalt is the better device of the two. Indeed, what I have done is I've taken the opportunity to do a breakdown, a cost breakdown. And I have listed this cost breakdown on a Google document that will be linked in the description below. And here's what it is. It's the Cord Mojo versus Dragonfly Cobalt cost breakdown. And what I've done is that I've listed an item on the left-hand side, on the left column, the Cord Mojo price, the Dragonfly price, and the overall benefit of that particular item. So let's go down this list. The base unit price for the Chord Mojo is $500. I'm rounding up because it's $499, but it's $500. Let's be realistic. Not including tax, not including shipping. The Dragonfly Cobalt comes in at $300, brand new, not including tax and not including shipping. There is also the accessory pack that you have to get. In order to use the Chord Mojo, you have to buy the additional cords, the wires, necessary to use the various ports on this device. Chord simply doesn't include those flimsy, rather cheap cables in the packaging. All you get is a micro USB to USB cable. One, even though there are two ports on the micro USB ports on this device, one for charging and one for data. So they give you one small cord and you have to switch back and forth. Now that may not be a big deal to you, but what happens if you actually want to use, oh, I don't know, the optical or the coaxial? What happens if you want to experiment with other devices hooked up to the Mojo? You're going to have to go out and buy additional accessories. Now, you can certainly buy an optical cable on Amazon for $5. But let us assume that we are going to stick with the name brand. We're only talking about name brand right now. In which case, you would have to spend approximately another $100 getting the Chord Mojo accessory pack. Whereas the Dragonfly Cobalt, you do need an accessory if you want to use it with an Android or an Apple mobile device. You're going to need an OTA cable for Android or the Apple camera adapter if we're talking about modern Apple devices with the Lightning cable. And that varies in price between $15 to about $30. But what about the battery? Now, the battery is, in fact, a much more significant issue than the accessory pack. A battery is going to drain over the course of normal usage of a battery-powered device. No duh. That's what happens with phones all the time. You have to replace a phone's battery typically after about a year's use of typical usage. I said use too many times. You will have an incredibly hard time finding a replacement battery for the Chord Mojo. I spent weeks and weeks trying to find something that would be compatible. And the only thing I could find is a battery that was sold from a website from a business that's located in Canada. And I scoured all of Google, and I would have purchased it from China or Korea or Europe if that was an option. $90 is what that battery cost me, $90 American. That includes shipping. But what if you don't want to go and hunt for the battery, or you simply can't find the battery? In that case, what happens is that you have to pay for a professional battery replacement. There are places in Europe that will professionally replace the battery at an exorbitant price. Usually what these companies charge to replace the battery for you is anywhere between $150 and $200, roughly speaking. So not only do you spend $500 on the device, but then you have to spend up to $200 on getting a replacement battery. And you're going to need a replacement battery. Eventually, that's going to happen. The Dragonfly Cobalt, on the other hand, obviously doesn't require a battery because it is powered off the USB port itself. Now, what about Bluetooth? Now, audiophiles often say Bluetooth is not necessary. Bluetooth is now in the fifth generation. It's 5.0. And it has become rather robust. It is a device, it is a format that, in fact, should be implemented in all audiophile gear today. There is no excuse to not implement it. Well, for the Chord Mojo, the only way that you're going to get Bluetooth is if you pay $750 for the Chord Poly. And I've discussed the Chord Poly in a previous video several weeks ago. This is a large device that clicks onto the butt end of the Chord Mojo, turning it into basically the size of an iFi DSD Black Label, and it costs $750. On the other hand, the Chord or the Cobalt simply doesn't have a Bluetooth capability. You could theoretically put a Bluetooth dongle in the 3.5 millimeter port of the audio jack of the Chord or the Cobalt, and then transmit that to Bluetooth headphones, that's possible, but you could theoretically do that with the Mojo as well. But I know of no Bluetooth adapter with a female USB receiver, meaning you can plug the Cobalt into the Bluetooth adapter and use that as a receiver from your phone. And I looked on Amazon, I looked on Google, couldn't find anything. You could theoretically come up with some sort of third-party implementation for the Cord Mojo. I scoured the internet for that, and it simply would not work. Indeed, what I did was I went out and I purchased two separate Bluetooth dongles with 3.5 millimeter jacks that would plug into the coaxial, and the Cord Mojo simply would not respond to that. That's a problem. Let's talk about the case. Let's say that you really want to protect your $500 investment. Well, in that case, you need to buy the Cord Mojo case, either the on-brand or the off-brand. And the rough cost, the average cost of that is an additional $50. The Dragonfly Cobalt comes packaged with a protective case. The warranty seems to be about the same, 1 year on both, but Cord Mojo's warranty information seems to be a little weird. They say it is 1 year for small devices, and then it's 3 years for portable devices. I don't know where the Mojo falls in. When I looked online, some people said it's 1 year, other people said it's 2 years. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, it is 1 year. Same thing for the Cobalt. And here are the greater issues, the known issues about each device. For the Cord Mojo, it is known to have a failed battery. I've experienced that myself. It's known to have failed ports, and I think I'm personally experiencing that because the coaxial port simply would not recognize any form of cable that I am using. Same thing with the optical port. It has failed circuitry issues. There are many people on HetFi and other forums that have complained about the Cord Mojo simply dying. Indeed, I've had a viewer today message me over the course of several hours saying that when he tries to get the Cord Mojo to light up, to work, it simply won't. And finally, Cord actually says on their website that they recommend you not plug in the Cord Mojo into a power source and use it at the same time. You can, and in fact, I have, but they say you shouldn't do that because that would damage the battery. And if anything else, it will indeed decrease the battery life by a measurable amount. What about the Dragonfly Cobalt? Well, the known issue for a Dragonfly Cobalt is DOA, dead on arrival. Either it works or it doesn't work. Either the headphone jack works or it doesn't work. Either the circuitry works or it doesn't work. How about the total cost? Now, the total cost here is adding up everything we've talked about. It adds up the base price, the accessory pack, the battery replacement, the Bluetooth option, if any, and the approximate cost for any cases that you may want to buy. And it comes out that the Cord Mojo's total price, if you want to deck this thing out, is $1,700. $500 for the base unit, $100 for the accessory pack. Let's assume that you have to professionally have the battery replaced at least once, that's $200. You want Bluetooth, $750. That comes out to about $1,700, assuming my math is correct. Whereas with the Dragonfly Cobalt, you're talking about $300 for the base price, plus roughly $30 for an adapter so that you can use the product with an Android or Apple device. Now tell me, which of these two sounds more reasonable to you? Now you may say, I will never use a Bluetooth device and knock off $750. You may say, I'm not going to spend $100 for an accessory pack full of plastic cables. Very good. Knock off another $100. That saves you $850. You might even say, I will never buy a case. Save yourself $50. Now you've saved yourself $900. But you still have $500 for the base unit, plus guaranteed over the course of the life of the Cord Mojo, you will spend money on the battery, assuming you want to take it with you and not have it plugged into a power source all the time. In which case, consider $200. That means that the Cord Mojo is going to cost somebody at least $700 the base price plus at least one battery replacement professionally replaced. All of this, factored in with the sound characteristics of these two devices, leads me to conclude that the Cobalt is simply the better device, the more economical device, the device that is probably less likely to fault over the course of its life. Indeed, I would submit to you that the Cord Mojo is the type of device that you're going to keep putting money into, either because you want to replace the battery, or because you need the additional accessories, or because there's something wrong with the circuitry. I have been reading on forums that Cord's customer service is less than desirable. Truly, these are individuals who have a gripe with Cord's response time. And indeed, these individuals also are only posting their experiences in a negative light. The forums hardly, if ever, talk about all the times that Cord Mojo has responded in a timely manner and responded to the complaints and issues in a professional and courteous way. However, it is of some significance, in my opinion, that the Cord Mojo does and will have prone issues to battery, ports, circuitry, and all the other things that come along with a complicated device as the Mojo. You could say the same thing for the Cobalt. You could say that the Cobalt will eventually fail. That is also true. But the initial startup cost for either device is also a factor for consideration. The Cord Mojo at $500 brand new versus the Cobalt at $300 brand new. We know for a fact at this point after testing that both the Cobalt and the Mojo can drive headphones up to 300 ohms at quite loud listening levels. Anything less than 300 ohms, I think it's safe to say both devices will drive to exceptionally loud volumes. If you are hellbent on purchasing a portable device that can drive very hard to drive headphones, and you are deciding between these two, the Cobalt and the Mojo, then for that reason alone, probably the Mojo is the better option. But if you are an individual that is not looking for that one specific benefit, the ability to drive 300 ohms and higher, then I see no reason, no justifiable reason, no testable reason why the Mojo should beat, and does not beat, in fact, the Dragonfly Cobalt. That is my summation. I typically don't say that people should not buy a particular product, unless you're talking about the DT1770, which is a terrible product that should never have been built, and Beyer Dynamic owes all of society an apology and a refund of $300, I just came up with that random number, because they provided that headphone for the market. The Cord Mojo is a device that if you one day have money to spend and are truly curious about what all those audiophiles are really talking about, maybe then it's worth a try. But if you're the typical consumer, the type of individual that is simply looking for a device that can be portable, easily powered, can easily drive your particular headphones, and sounds good, meaning good resolution, good separation of instruments, clean, undistorted sound, then it is, in fact, in my opinion, the Cobalt that is the victor. I hope this summation has been of some help to my viewers. I hope that if you are a viewer and have not subscribed yet, please do consider subscribing. I love having more subscribers every day. I truly enjoy the conversations that we have and discussions that we may have regarding our various devices and our particular experiences with those devices. I am currently on Patreon, and if you would be so kind as to consider donating to me once per month on Patreon, I would truly appreciate that. I have two patrons currently, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart for giving me their hard-earned money. And if you feel as if my content is at least entertaining, and if more so, informative, then I suggest and I do ask that maybe you will consider donating to me on Patreon. For anyone who has any comments or concerns or just input, please do comment in the comment section below. For those individuals who are looking for reviews to be posted and would want me to review a particular product from my lineup of products, please visit the description below that has a link to a review request form. Please follow the instructions on that review request form, and I will get to your request review as quickly as I can. Once again, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you for being patrons if you are. And thank you for considering to be patrons if you're not. I appreciate all of you, every single one of my subscribers, and I wish you a wonderful good night.